Nolte, Non-Woke Top Gun, Maverick First Ever Number 1 Memorial Day and Labor Day Film. By John Nolte on September 6, 2022. The stridently non-woke, pro-masculine Top Gun. Maverick is the first film in history to top the box office on both Memorial Day and Labor Day weekends. That's pretty amazing. The early weekend predictions showed the re-release of Spider-Man: No Way Home taking the top spot over Labor Day. But Saturday's National Cinema Day, which lowered ticket prices to $3 in about three-quarters of America's theaters, scrambled the board a bit. Americans poured into theaters Saturday, and it appears that most of them went to see Top Gun: Maverick, probably for the second, third, or fourth time. In its 15th week of release, Top Gun: Maverick took the top spot with $7.9 million. That put 2022's top movie at a domestic total of a staggering $701 million, which exceeds Black Panther's $700 million. So, Top Gun: Maverick is now the fifth biggest domestic hit in history. Coming in at number two was Brad Pitt's Bullet Train, which earned $7.33 million. This brings its domestic total to $88 million. Coming in third, after 29 weeks in release and after 4 months of being available on home video, was Spider-Man: No Way Home. The non-woke blockbuster took in $6.5 million and juiced its domestic total to $811 million. It seems to me that National Cinema Day is a pretty good idea. Did any title make less money than it would have otherwise? I doubt it. You could probably argue that some of these titles made more money because a whole lot more people showed up to go to the movies. The theater certainly benefited with all those additional concession sales. A slow Labor Day weekend with no big new release is a perfect time to drop ticket prices to $3. Also, with all those extra customers, it's a perfect time to promote upcoming releases through those endless coming soon trailers. Americans are rejecting woke garbage in droves. Star Wars as a film franchise is dead. Marvel is staggering. Streaming services, cable TV, and cable news have either stopped growing or are losing customers. This cancer created by the woke Gestapo is killing every host body out there, and there is no end in sight. How many more miracles does Top Gun: Maverick have to perform before Hollywood gets the message? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.